Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
And major bike news today from City Hall in Boston.
A few hours ago, Mayor Tom Menino and Boston Bike Czar Nicole Friedman announced that a new bike share program called Hubway will open in July. The mayor proclaimed,
"The car is no longer king in Boston."
Awesome.
I love it. Radio, and Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa with us right now. He was at the announcement and joins us again in today's program. Adam, it sounds like it was a big event. Who was there?
Everybody wanted to get their picture taken at this thing. So you had Richard Davey from the MBTA, Joe Curtatone, the mayor of Somerville. Mike Capuano, the congressman, was there. And let me tell you, the spandex jokes just kept on coming.
The day you see me in spandex is the day after you see Tom Menino in spandex.
So, Adam, let's talk a little bit about how this bike plan will work. At today's event in City Hall, Boston signed a contract with a company to operate this bike sharing service. Who are they and what will it look like?
Okay, so the company is Alta Bike Share, which is a Portland, Oregon-based company. But I think sort of more significantly, the bikes and the stations that will operate them. We're talking about 600 bikes at 61 stations across the city. Kenmore Square, Roxbury, South End, Longwood, Austin, Brighton, Back Bay, all over the place. The bike system is going to be made by Public Bike System Company, which does Bixie bikes in Montreal. If you ever go up to Montreal and you see the Bixie bikes, it's the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. It's this big, kind of chunky bike with big tires and fenders, and it's very unintimidating if you're not used to biking. It's a very friendly-looking bike, but it's very substantial.
It seemed like a lot of work to pedal those things around.
Yeah, it's a serious piece of machinery.
Mm. So who pays for these bikes? And first of all, what will it cost the average user?
So it's going to be $5. So you swipe a card to take the bike out of the little depot, right? It's going to be $5 a day, up to 85. It would be $85 for an annual subscription, basically. But trips no more than 30 minutes would be free. And that was the big applause line today.
And the idea is you could take this bike and maybe go halfway across town and leave it at another bike station.
Exactly. Right? Like, this is what transit people call the half mile problem. That is to say, you know, there's all kinds of transit options like the commuter rail and the bus and the T to get you most of the way there, but there's that last kind of half mile to a mile to work or wherever, that's the gap they're trying to fill with a service like this. So back to your question, Anthony, about who's paying for it.
Right.
New Balance is actually the official sponsor. This is it's the New Balance Hubway.
Mm-hmm.
But revenues from the riders will be important, but remarkably, a lot of the money is coming from the Federal Transit Administration, and Teresa McMillan was there today. She's Obama's number two person at the FTA, and here she is explaining why it's remarkable that a lot of the money is coming from her department.
In the past, it was kind of hard to qualify for transit dollars for bikes. You pretty much had to be right next door to a transit stop or a transit terminal. But we've expanded our sphere of inclusion several miles, recognizing that bicycles is a really important part of expanding the reach of transit and getting to where you need to go.
Well, Adam, thanks for that report from the announcement today. But while the focus may have actually been on Boston, as you mentioned, the Hubway, you know, hopefully will be connecting other towns.
Yeah, let me just say, I mean, it was like every speaker that got up there today had it in their talking points that they couldn't just say Boston. Even though what's going to come online in July is just a Boston system, they kept saying Boston, Brookline, Cambridge, Somerville. Boston, Brookline, Cambridge, Somerville. Every one of them had it down rote.
Well, let's go to the last one in that list, but not last in our hearts and minds, Somerville. We've got Mayor Joe Curtatone on the line. Hi there, Mr. Mayor.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing well. So just tell me briefly, how does Somerville plan to connect to the new Hubway?
Well, it's important that those points were made, were on everybody's tongue today, because this is a regional project. I know you got a flavor that might have been only Boston in the paper, but it is a regional plan. This is what makes it unique, to really integrate a multimodal regional transportation system, you know, not just a motor vehicle, but pedestrian access, light rail, bicycle, and we're planning on coming online in Boston, in Somerville, with six kiosks in spring of next year. Boston's launching first, and we'll integrate Somerville, Cambridge, Brookline, and other communities will be able to join on. And it's important. People will be able to connect to jobs, to industries, to lifestyle centers, and it's going to do so much for the region, for our quality of life.
Mayor Curatone, sorry to interrupt, but I just got to get one last question in here. I mean, Anthony Brooks, my co-host, he hails from Somerville, and he sometimes looks at me and he's like, what bike lanes are people going to be riding in up there?
Well, we installed 10 miles of bike lanes in 2010, and 11 more miles are being installed this year.
All right.
Really excited about that.
Mayor Joe Curatone, Mayor of Somerville, looking forward to the Hubway expanding up to Somerville next year. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I'm glad to hear that about the bike lanes in Somerville. Tomorrow on Radio Boston, Shanghai Jazz Masters meet hip-hop beats. A Chinese-American Harvard grad mixes an unlikely duo of genres in the Shanghai Restoration Project. That's tomorrow on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.